Jonathan, I can't believe what a nice day it is.
Awesome.
Tremendous.
Awesome.
Hopefully the Thanksgiving Day games for all the high school kids are like this. This is perfect.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I'll take this on December 6th or whatever on that Saturday. I know we get the big booth because there's no game here for these high school games. Instead of freezing last year.
You won't get this. We've never gotten this.
I know. I'll be there with a blanket again.
All I know is Eric Fried will learn that Andy Gresh has a system, and it involves a very big blanket. Nana Gresh.
You got to do what you got to do.
That's it.
Sit there and shiver and complain by game four like you.
Anyways, we got a lot to talk about, Jonathan, as we go to the Colts game. You know, how happy are you? Because I know you love to root for the underdog when you see a guy like Jonas Gray end up on SI.
That's a great story. We actually ordered a bunch of extra copies of that to send to some of our important partners, get Jonas to sign it. But it really epitomizes, I think, what Bill preaches in that locker room every day, which is anybody who's on this 53-man roster or anybody who's on the practice squad, I believe can contribute and can contribute at a high level in this league. And if we're going to be successful, every one of you is going to have to do something special this year. And when something like that happens, it just puts an exclamation point on it, and I think encourages all the other guys in the locker room to believe that it's right, because it is.
And you got an old face showing back up in LeGarrette Blount.
Yeah, we talk about the weather being nice today, but as the weather turns, you can't have enough of those big bruising backs. And we tried to keep LeGarrette when free agency started, and Pittsburgh offered him a lot of money, and for whatever reason, it didn't work out. And we're happy he wanted to come back when they let him go. It should make us a much stronger team, especially when we get into the very cold weather that we know we'll experience.
You know, one of the things that people talked about with him leaving Pittsburgh, and I thought LeGarrette's situation was similar to that of Corey Dillon, was I remember when Corey left Cincy, he was angry because they weren't winning, and LeGarrette wanted to play, he wanted the ball, and I don't have a problem with that. So, you know, I was talking to Copen on Monday Night Patriots on Comcast Sportsnet and Patriots Wednesday Live with Troy Brown. They said, you know what, this guy's going to fit right back in. It's not going to be a problem. And here's a guy that has been labeled a character, a bad guy, and he's at home here.
He wants to be here. And when I think about what he did here last year, I think he understands what our team is about, and he knows what he's getting into. In Pittsburgh, I don't know what he was told when he signed, whether he was told he was going to be the feature back. I don't know. But sometimes in those negotiations, people say things to players, and players take it very literally. I know the way Bill and Nick and that and the guys in our player personnel group talk to players. They're told, look, you could be asked to do anything, and there are times you're not going to be asked to do anything. And you're a part of the team, and you always got to do what you're asked to do. And if you're not comfortable with that, don't play here. And I think Troy's 100% right, and I fully believe that LeGarrette will be a great member of the team. And my mind was wandering because when you mentioned Troy on Wednesday Live, the one thing that's been bothering us here, and Fred Kirsch was talking about it, is Patriot Wednesday Live is a great show, and the Patriots Monday night show that we have on Comcast Sportsnet New England, and also Patriots Football Weekly, which I think Fred Kirsch, Andy Hart, and Paul Perillo do a great job. And people here who are on Dish Network haven't been able to get it, and we've been getting lots of complaints. And I would just ask the people who are complaining about it no longer being on Dish, I wish we had something to do with it. I think you guys set up a website, I Want CSNNE. Go there, call Dish, let them know that you want it back on, because we're cranking out great Patriot programming, and that's the place to see it.
And part of the reason you can do that is because Gronk is really back in a big way. You were around him through the whole process, and I know that they say his mood doesn't change very much, but when you look at Gronk now, he's back to the fun-loving, I don't want to say goofball.
You can say goofball.
It's back to 2 years ago, it seems like.
You say it with endearment.
He's not thinking.
He loves playing football.
And he's healthy.
he loves playing football as much as anybody I've been around, and I've been around a lot of people that love the game. He just loves it. He lives for it. And while he has that goofy, carefree persona, which is part of what makes him lovable, he's also a really smart football player. Even the 15-yard penalty that he got last week, and we would never encourage our players to go out and get 15-yard penalties. He waited to a point in the game. If he was conscious, I don't know that he was consciously thinking about committing that penalty, but if he was, he waited to a point in the game where it wasn't going to impact the team.
And then he went out and made one of the best plays we've ever seen.
And then, well, when he caught the pass that was the touchdown, I think he basically made up his mind that I'm scoring on this. And there are a lot of guys in the league who feel that way and try to execute on it and can't. Gronk has the physical ability with his speed coupled with his size and his strength, where if he makes that up in his head, he's going to do it. He's in a position to execute on it.
He's just having a lot of fun. He's healthy, and you can tell. And I never want to get thrown out of the club by Gronk. You're a bouncer. You're a bouncer, Crash. You could appreciate that move.
Yeah, I can. You in a club cracks me up.
You're right. That wouldn't happen.
Where are my earplugs?
Sergio was actually a great guy when he was here, too. I don't know how you open your mouth to Gronk, though.
That's a tough one.
Don't poke the bear on that one.
Don't poke the bear. Yeah, you're right. He had a tough assignment. You know, one of the things I think the NFL does very, very well is when the NFL takes up a cause, it does it big. And you've done it, obviously, with cancer and with the pink ribbons and the pink hats and so forth. But with the military, you know, to see the coaches out there wearing the military hats and the military pullovers and so forth, just as a reminder that it's that we salute service, and once again the NFL is stepping up in that regard today.
Yeah, it's the salute to service. For Indy, it was the game we had last week. This window around Veterans Day, everybody gets a home game that's a salute to service game, and we're so lucky in this country for all of the freedoms and liberties, and you can't say it enough. Just to be able to come here on a Sunday, 70,000 people, and tailgate and know you're safe and it's a free country and you can come here and watch a game and not worry about all of the day-to-day existence things that many people in many other countries in the world experience, and it has everything to do with the men and women who serve and have served. And so for us, we love these salute to service games, and you'll see a ton of military things throughout the day today, including
a nice flyover.
A great flyover, and at halftime, the U.S. Marine Corps silent drill platoon that's incredible to watch and speaks to the efficiency that these guys have when they're drilling. And then I wanted to get a name right, so I brought this, but Staff Sergeant Ryan Pitts from the Army, who's a Medal of Honor winner and is from Nashua, New Hampshire, is going to be here and be honored at one point in the game. And then an Army captain named Justin Fitch, who is suffering from cancer. And when he got out of the service, had depression and thoughts of suicide, and now has started an organization, even while he himself is fighting a life-threatening illness, called Carry the Fallen, that's helping servicemen when they return home beat some of that post-traumatic stress syndrome stuff. And it's just, we're very fortunate to have a platform to highlight these amazing men and women.
You know, and the NFL always does a great job with it. On a lighter note here, Gresh, are you going to get your Kraft Air Force?
No, I was going to ask if they got the Kraft Air
Force.
What
size are you?
I am 15. I'll go double.
I don't
E
even know if they went that big, but if they did, you'll have a
if
pair.
If they did, I would like. I think Zoe already got his.
Well, you got the Jordans.
Right.
And now you get
the background on that's kind of cool. I saw some stuff, but Robert and I had a meeting with Mark Parker, who's the CEO of Nike, and John Slusher, who runs Pro Sports. And for Patriot fans, John's dad was Howard Slusher, the original football agent who held out John Hanna way back when, which was the first contract. John's a great guy. His dad's a great guy. And we were meeting with them in Boston after a BC CEO executive club lunch where Mark Parker spoke. And we were talking about some NFL initiatives and things that I think you're going to be hearing about. And Parker looked down, and Robert's been wearing these Air Force Ones for the last 3 years, and it's gotten some notoriety. And he goes, you know, I want to thank you, because I can't tell you how many people tell me about this. And Robert's like, I love it. They're comfortable. I wasn't trying to make a statement. They're just fun to wear. And then Parker said, hey, I have an idea. Why don't we do this? And he said, let's design a new line of shoes. You make your input into it, and then we'll do it, and we'll do a limited edition run and do it for charity, 100% for charity. I've heard Stacy told me that in social media, people are saying that's not the case. It absolutely, 100% of the proceeds of this shoe will go to the Boys and Girls Clubs of Boston. And they go on sale tomorrow at 10 in Nike Town in Boston and out here at the Patriot Pro Shop and Nike.com. So come get them. They're limited. And I think I don't wear shoes with suits, but I think the people that wear sneakers as dress-up or athletic shoes as dress-up stuff, they seem to love them.
And if you wear them, you'll run faster and jump higher.
Sure.
Yeah. I noticed your father, he seems to have a little quicker, but that's all.
He's always quicker than me, mentally and physically. I just, I live in his wake.
All right, Jonathan, thank you very much. Enjoy the day.
Thanks,
Jonathan
guys.
Jonathan Kraft, president of the New England Patriots. Gresh and I wrap it up.